is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Jeremiah chapter 6. If you have access to a Bible, I really might realize you may be driving and can't grab one, but if you can, grab a Bible, open to Jeremiah 6, and join us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you quickly about our little prayer journals. This is simply a little notebook that fits into a shirt pocket, your purse, or a Bible case, or something like that. Can carry it with you to church. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday nights when we have our prayer meeting. And as people give prayer requests, I'm able to pull it out and write it down and remember to pray for them. And the exciting thing is to be able to mark them when God answers those prayers. So it's just a place where you can keep track of those prayer requests and when God answers. Now, we would love to send you one. They're absolutely free. You can get them in a couple of different ways. First of all, it's through our website at considerhisword.org. You'll see a link that says Contact Us, and you just open that up. Send us an address and where you're hearing the broadcast today, and we'll get the prayer journal out to you as quick as we can. Now, if you prefer, you can simply email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And then also you can just write to us, as many do. It's interesting how many letters that we get, but you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, we've received a few requests that did not include the address. It's kind of hard for us to send you the prayer journal if we don't have an address, so make sure you include that, your address and where you're hearing the broadcast today. We look forward to hearing from you. Continuing our series in Jeremiah 6, this is such an incredible passage, and I think so relevant to today. When we read about the state of Israel during this time, when the people were in absolute rebellion against God, they didn't want to hear from God, they didn't trust God, they knew about God, and even in knowing Him, they would not acknowledge Him, or that He would have anything to do with them at all. And you see this rebellion in the last two verses of this passage. Now, I want to go back and read it again. I realize I'm reading quite a bit, but I really need to put it all together. And for the last week or so, and today, Lord willing, we'll finish reading about the context, the climate, what was going on in the world, not only at that time, but I believe it's so pertinent to today. And what's going on in our world today? You'll see what I mean. So Jeremiah 6, I'm going to start reading at verse 10. He said, "To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding it in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband and wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others, with their field and wives together, for I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not hearken, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. They would not go God's direction. They would not so much as even listen to his warnings. What words of judgment in the first part of this scripture, that God is going to come and God is going to pass judgment upon them. Listen, you cannot escape. You will not escape the judgment of God. Your only hope is by trusting Christ as your Savior. Well, the Bible says we trust in him, we will not be condemned. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. It was so bad. And, you know, I don't want to go over everything I've gone over the last few weeks. We've read it. You can see it, how they were given to sin, totally given to abomination. There was no shame in them. There was no guilt on them. They would not be embarrassed by their sin at all. But you see, God has never changed. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And in the context of this, I want to call it debauchery, there is a glimmer of hope. God is trying to set them aright. He desires a relationship with them. He desires a relationship with them. You realize how much God loves you and how much God loved this people and wanted them to be reconciled to himself. And so he offers them this path of rest, want to call it. And so in all of this sin, in all of this that was going on, in the judgment that was to come, and again, notice their rebellion against him. He said that they won't listen to him. Their word, we go back to verse 10, the word of the Lord is to them a reproach. The word of God is offensive. How often have we heard that today, that the preaching of the word is offensive to so many people? They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear the word of God. He said they have no delight on them. And God said, I've had it. This is enough. I can't hold it anymore. And I'll pour out on the children abroad, on the assembly of young men together, a husband and wife, the aged, the judgment will come. But in the context of this rampant sin and this raging rebellion against God, there is a glimmer of hope. It's in verse 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest to your souls. He's telling them to wake up and look. When he talks about stand ye in the ways, it's almost like he's saying, go take a look around. Go stand on the street corner and see what's going on. Of course, today we can sit in our living room and see it on the news on TV. The theft that's going on, the deceit that's going on, the murder that's going on. It's sickening. And he says, I want you to go stand in the road and get a good place to look, to stand in the way. I think of it kind of in this way, about sitting in the mall and watching the people watching. You can see it all around us. Look at what they're doing. Look at what's going on. And interesting thing here says, he says to go and watch, stand in the way and see, and ask for the old pass. Where he says to see, he's actually talking about seeing a reflection. In other words, take a look at yourself. You know, it's one thing to look at everybody else's sin, but what about your own sin? What about the sin that's in your own heart? That's the sin we ought to hate the most. And he says, go and stand in the ways, but also see, look at yourself. And when we make these observations and we see what's going on, then he said, ask for the old pass. Deuteronomy says, go and ask the elders and they'll show you. So ask for these old paths. You know, sometimes we call it the old-time religion. This is where the good way is. This is where you're going to find where you can walk with God. Because you see that path, when he says, ask for the old paths, that old path is Jesus himself. Remember, Jesus said, John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. That's the path we must walk in, the path of Jesus, to trust him. Listen, there is only one way. Oh, I know you've heard it. There are many roads that lead to heaven. It's a lie. There are not many roads that lead to heaven. There is one way, and only one way. There's no back alleys, there's no side doors, there's no tunneling around, underneath, or flying over. The only way you'll ever enter into heaven's gates is through Jesus Christ himself. And he said, if you will go that way, if you will follow the path, and then he said, walk therein, to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, to be obedient to him, to be like him, to love like he loves, to serve like he served, he laid down his life for us. And he says, if God so loved us, we ought to love each other the same way. And you see, when we walk that way, when we find that path, ask for the old path and walk therein, go that way. The result is, he says, and ye shall find rest for your souls. All of that uneasiness, all of that restlessness, all of that pain, all that anxiety and stress, he will take, and he said, I'll give you rest. Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. There's the walking therein. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls. There is a rest that remains for the people of God. The problem was the rebellion. Because when he offered this rest, they said, oh, we won't walk that way. And we don't want to hear it. We'll talk more about this next week. I hope you'll join us then when once again we open the scripture and consider his word.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
With a thousand tongues to lift one cry.